the blessing to be in this organization and, you know, just to be out and coming out of college on to the next level. You know, it really is.
Do you feel a little more tired today compared to today?
a little bit, you know, because, you know, at first, you know, you don't really get as much reps, but now, you know, you're running in, rotating with the ones and the twos, so, you know, but it's all good, and like I said, it's a great opportunity. Oh, yeah, that's anything in life, you know, just you want to seize the moment and, you know, don't put any stress or pressure on yourself. Just go out and play football like I've always been and, you know, just take advantage of the opportunity.
Easier said than done, that part?
Yeah, just, you know, it's just a mindset thing for real. Just, like I said, just go out, seize the moment.
You know, a day like today, four receivers out, you know, you got to take advantage of a day like this.
Yeah, you know, this opportunity, it don't come that much, especially like from an undrafted free agent. Like, getting as many reps, it's a blessing, you know. You just got to make the most of the opportunities. Our coach is telling us, like, this don't happen so often, so just make the most of it.
Do you feel like you did, and what could you do better from today?
I feel like I made the most of my reps. You know, I'm going to watch film a little later and see, like, what should I have done on this specific route and things like that.
Take us through the room. Guy like Cecil, who's walking in now, who it's a pretty big room when Cecil's leading the way.
Yeah, Cecil, I can't say too much about him, like, well, not that much about him, because he's a great guy, and also on the field, he's just a lead by example guy. You know, most guys, they want to talk, but he's a lead by example guy. On the film, he's consistent, running great routes, just a great leader for the whole room as well.
I think he take care of their bodies. I think they'll be fine. As a group, you know, we had a lot of people out today, but, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, if you're a rookie, you've been going nonstop pretty much, you know what I mean? And when you come in for training, you don't really train for football, you train for the 40, so you got to adjust your body a little bit, but everybody be fine. Just, you know, cold tubs will be a big thing the next couple weeks for the Wild. I'll probably have a team meeting in the cold tubs or whatever, but I'm drinking lots of water, but, you know, I think things will be fine.
This is the time of year to kind of hold back a little bit, right? If you feel something happen, you've learned this is that time of year to kind of lay back.
Yeah, we'd rather you, we don't want you missing anything, but you haven't missed anything. We'd rather you miss now than any time during the season. So a lot of precautionary stuff, but I think we'll be fine in the long run.
Cecil, Damian mentioned that I think you had him over, all the receivers over yesterday, to the house, or I think he said yesterday. What do you try to accomplish in something like that?
Just bonding a little bit, you know what I mean? Just hanging out, you know, and then just going through the plays. You know, just I remember my rookie year, I had nobody really do that for me. And just want to give them opportunity, you know, just to be in a comfortable environment, kind of a stress-free or pressure-free environment, and just hang out, you know what I mean? So you got guys that, you know, been here, been in offense the last couple of years, so we know it pretty well. And just to hang out and, you know, go over some plays, and then at the same time, get away from football a little bit. Just relax. And I think afterwards, we went out to eat at the Cheesecake Factory. You know, just hung out and had a good time.
The fans, you obviously saw it for rookie minicamp, what that looked like.
It was a lot, wasn't it? Almost 7,000?
Over six.
The second day. So I'm excited to see what I mean, I don't want to put expectations out and then nobody shows up. It's like two grandparents there or whatever, so. But, you know, it'll be fun to see, you know, a close to that number again. It'll be a good time.
Had you ever seen something like that?
In my 4 years here, no, not at all. We even have rookie camp my rookie year. It was lockout, so. But, no, I haven't seen that in my 4 years here. No, that's exciting.